This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Recently, I cut my finger and I used a butterfly bandage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Miles comes running in at 7 in the morning going, I cut my finger, I cut my finger.
I was obviously brave about it.
You were worried.
I was worried. It was a deep cut. I called my dad.
If you called your dad, you're in trouble. Because I always am like, call your parents. Yeah. No, it was deep, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a deep cut.
But you were concerned.
And I know I got in trouble on the show for sort of talking about how I cut my thumb at Christmas a million times. And I want to say that this is a new cut and it's different.
Wow. Yeah. So you complain on here about your finger cuts too.
That's right. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah Bonsignore, formerly Sarah Peterson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're recording this on Valentine's Day. And when it comes out, it'll be a week after Valentine's Day. But hopefully the love is still cooking. Our dog is in the studio. Yeah. And we're going to see how long he lasts before he actually gets annoyed and wants to leave. Which it may be moments from now.
There you go.
Oh, good boy.
Yeah, he's just got to find it.
He's got to get situated.
I do this thing right now.
What's up?
When Miles and I go to bed.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is this that you're doing to me?
I've been doing it for a while.
Are you talking about your back in?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got to get situated.
Sarah knocked the wind out of me the other day. Okay. She does a thing where it's like, okay, I'm the big spoon. She's the small spoon, right? I'm on one side and I'm there. And she does this thing where she's like, she moves around and then she kicks like a horse.
No, I'm getting situated.
She moves her butt so fast.
I lift my butt up in the air.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get it right in the good spot right next to you.
You're trying to thread the needle.
But I got a big butt. Mm-hmm. And when I get situated, I kind of get air. I kind of bounce.
You're doing a kickflip.
I bounce up my butt and I kind of land, but it knocked the wind out of you the other night.
Yeah, you were like, boom. And it was like, oh, like it really was hard.
But now I'm doing it every night.
Now you're knocking the wind out of me every night. Sarah, it's obviously Valentine's Day. People are looking for love. They're looking for wonder. And I guess I was wanting us to talk about a couple things right off the top.
All right, I'm ready. I'm here for you.
Okay.
I'm here for love.
I'm here for love.
Actually required. I had to be here.
That is right.
Yeah.
You had to be here for love. It was part of our vows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is Birdie eating something? What is he doing?
Birdie, just sit.
Birdie, come here.
Sit. He has a problem getting situated.
Can you come here? Sit. Can you sit for me, buddy? And down. There we go. That's, you want to put your paw on me? That's very cute, but it's not going to last. I need you to go
down.
That's
the problem. See, you're just, it's an analogy about love. Good boy. Good boy.
Sarah, did you want to talk about, you sort of had a, we could call it a breakdown the other day where you told me that, I'll just let you put it in your own words, but you sort of had a long rant/diatribe and an anxiety-filled, funny moment that made me laugh so hard I thought I was going to throw up. Would you care to share?
Well, it was a series of events that had happened.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and it which led me to, I had the flu, I had a chemical peel, I had all these different things.
Yes.
And then I was supposed to get this thing returned at West Elm, and they're fighting me on it. And I had to tell you, and I didn't want to tell you because it's a whatever.
Basically, Sarah...
West Elm did death to you.
Okay. It's not West Elm's fault, to be fair. What Sarah did was in the dead of night, 2-3 in the morning, it's 4 months ago, Sarah ordered something extraordinarily expensive that we both were kind of like, yeah, maybe we wait on this one thing.
It was like 2 in the morning. I was like, my life will be so complete if I get this.
And then,
it's like, this is made to order. You can't cancel this. And I was like, I've never been so sure of something in my life. Well, of course, I'd put my life on the line. I'm buying this corner chair thing. I gotta get it.
Yeah.
And then I ordered it. I woke up and I'm like, that was ridiculous. That was on a credit card. This is so stupid. I don't want it. Right. I called West Elm immediately. I said, cancel the order, cancel the order. They said, okay, we got to put in a request. We got to do all these different things. And for 4 months, they've been putting me through the ringer. I felt like once every 2 weeks, I call West Elm and we go through it. And I'm like, look, the notes on it, they said we have like 6 pages of notes of all the calls because it's a whole thing. They have to a customer. They're I'm finding out tomorrow if I can finally get my money back because I don't want this thing.
Well, tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah. What will we do with this giant chair thing?
Yeah. And, right. Bench, corner bench.
It would be bad
bench,
if
yeah.
we have, it would be bad. It doesn't fit. It would be bad. Okay.
Yeah, it would be bad.
And I cried on the phone like a month ago. I cried on the phone with West Elm. I was like, I'm a new mom. Please just return this. And like,
and
she
you had
was
only
like,
had it ordered for like 4 hours. Ordered it to 7 in the morning or so.
Yeah.
You canceled
if you're
the
from
order.
West Elm, help me. How do I get this thing returned? I was like, so that was in my head, I was a little, and then I had to tell you, and I didn't want to tell you that I made this blunder.
And you were like, I've been keeping something from you.
Yeah. I've been keeping it from you because I thought I could handle it because it was like, I when you make a big purchase, you have to discuss it as a partnership.
Sure.
And at 2 a.m,
sure.
I thought, he's going to love this. This is a great decision. Perfect decision of mine. Anyways, so stupid. And that's where it starts,
yeah,
massive consumerism, ruining us all. And then I just spiraled. And then I thought, people will relate. People are going to relate to this. Okay,
yeah,
are you
sure.
ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, there's a woman out there for miles. She wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a perfect woman out there for him.
Right.
I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's calm.
She's calm.
She's organized.
She has a nice twee haircut. It's like a pixie cut. She's so nice. She crafts. She cooks. She does all the things that I don't do, And
right.
she's so calm. And she's like, I don't buy things. I just
live off the land.
No, she's just like, all I need is to make food and,
make my own furniture.
Yeah. She sings really well. I don't sing really well. She's just like singing with her little like birds, and she has the ukulele,
she's the little ukulele.
Yeah. She's in your alt life that I'm like, wow.
This is my whole alternative life.
You'd be happier with that woman.
But see,
her name is Boussine.
You see this? Have we told the story of Boussine before? No, we have not told the story of Boussine. Sarah, at one point, in a very funny moment. Well, first of all, to answer your question, see what would happen is, say this alternative universe, like multiverse person.
Yeah.
I'm with them. I'm the crazed person at 2 a.m. buying the thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person.
There has to be one,
okay,
right?
I'm glad I could be the crazed one.
Right. Then I'm in the middle of the night. I'm being like, we need a new oven. And I'm placing an order that I can't return.
Right. So I'm the one staying up all night on, my phone.
Exactly.
Eating chocolate till I'm sick. So that's okay. Great.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's
I'm glad. I'm glad that's your reasoning. Not you're
but
perfect.
It's part of your charm, though. The late night
it's
order.
It's just a moment of panic. All of my insecurities come to the surface.
Yeah,
They bubble up. Miles.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, was it a year ago or something?
It was like a year ago. Yeah.
Maybe. And he was looking at his phone, and
It was a screenshot.
I was like, weird. Why would he screenshot? It was a photo.
It was a screenshot of a Venmo transaction.
But it was a photo of a girl on the Venmo. And I never in my life have I not trusted you. Not in this moment did I not trust you.
That's
I just
right.
thought.
You thought, well.
Who's this girl?
You thought, who's this?
I couldn't help myself. Okay. I'm not perfect. I thought, why would you screenshot a picture of this girl? That's so weird.
I was like,
I don't know who. She doesn't look familiar to me.
Yeah.
And
what did you ask me?
Well, all I saw was her name, which is Boussine. And so I was like, Sarah, like, you're going to sound great. But I was just like, hey, she doesn't look familiar. Who's Boussine? We were in bed. I said, Miles.
Hey, let's cut this shit. You tried to sound so casual.
Like, I was being cool. I said, hey, like, I'm cool. I'm chill. But like, who's Boussine?
Who the fuck is Boussine?
Who's Boussine? I just want to know.
And to answer the question of who's Boussine, I had screenshotted a Venmo transaction because I had paid somebody, a friend of mine, to do a Perfect Person shoot. And the way that I had screenshotted the Venmo transaction, there was an ad for a business credit card at the top of the screenshot. So it said B-U-S-I-N-E-S without the E. It was cropped. So it said Bussin as to finish the sentence of business credit card. So it was their photo and the screenshot to confirm that the transaction had like gone through, basically, because I was like, oh yeah, like I'm saving this market, make sure I paid everybody. Yeah. And so Sarah's like, so who the fuck is Bussin? Right? This person that I don't know.
You had to go, Sarah, it says business.
I said, it says business, first of all. But now every once
in
a while.
Which is a hard word to spell, by the way.
By the way, let's spell it. Go
ahead. Busyness. That's how you
I can't, by the way, you said that. I can't distinguish busyness versus business.
That's how I spell it in my head. B-U-S-I. I'm really bad at spelling. That's another thing I'm bad at.
That's okay. Yeah. I love you despite that.
Thank you.
Even if you were the perfect speller, it wouldn't change anything about my love for you. But now every once in a while, Sarah will go, oh, I bet Bussin. I bet she would make her own kombucha. Yeah, I bet Bussin
would have ordered this thing on West Elm that we don't need that is on a credit card.
Yes. Yeah. The alter ego, alternate universe person that I'm meant to be with. But no, I'm meant to be with you because we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah,
it's kind of great.
I think we are.
Well, Sarah, we have to get to the phone calls.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. But I guess just to give a little bit of perspective, Sarah's also coming out of sort of, you had what I would describe as the Black Plague.
Yeah, it was as close. I studied medieval Europe in college.
Yeah.
And those photos of the people in like the hot rooms, you know, they thought like you could get rid of the Black Plague if you were like down by the heat and you could like sweat it out.
Is that what they thought?
Yeah, there was a bunch of theories, you know.
Get like, really sweaty.
Yeah, there was a bunch of theories out of how you could get it. But one is like kind of in the boiler room they would put you. So can you imagine you're dying of a Black Plague and then they put you like next to the boiler room? Because I think some people survived, but they probably just had like, you know,
better immune systems.
Something, you know. But I got a chemical peel because whatever, I have sunspots and melasma from Britain. And I was just, you know, I'm nuts. Okay. And I was just like, and the woman was like, this is kind of like the big daddy. That's what she told me.
She said that to you?
She said, there's other peels that aren't as strong. She's like, this is the big daddy.
Sarah, this is crazy.
This is kind of like a strong one. This is going to be for a while. And I was like, give it to me. I was
hit me, baby.
I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to fucking do it,
this
man.
This won't put me down.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? I can't handle a little chemical peel? I think I'm fine.
And I didn't even know what this was really before, but you're like, a chemical peel is basically they put some horrifying serum on your skin and it peels off the first layer of your skin, presumably that the skin underneath is going to be so much more joyful and radiant.
I have no idea how it works. I have to put on like a cream 3 times a day. Whatever. The point of the story is that it started peeling. It was hilarious. It was red. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then because we have a little cute toddler that brings in little cute germs.
From his daycare.
Yeah. I got like a norovirus thing and it's like a terrible stomach flu.
So Sarah was vomiting uncontrollably, shitting uncontrollably, and her skin was peeling off.
Yeah, yeah. And, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but when I'm in pain, I have to verbalize it. Okay?
So I'm in the other room taking care of her son, and I just hear, oh!
Okay, but you got to admit, when you're in pain, with my skin feeling, my face hurt and my body hurt, and it was like knives in my stomach. I'm literally shitting out my brains. I'm vomiting every like 3 seconds. So I was like, and yeah, when I'm in pain, it was stomach pain. I was like, I can't hold it in. I'm in my own house.
That's right.
I got to verbalize my pain.
You got to do it.
It had to have been disturbing hearing it.
It was really funny because you were in so much pain. I felt so bad for you because you were obviously like really sick. Then I would come in and you'd just be like, your face was peeling off. It was like really intense. There was something about it that was just like, oh my God. Like,
it was gross.
You're so sick. It's become like comedy. It's so horrible.
It was a bad time to get a peel. It was the timing of it was whoopsies. That was whoopsies. God.
Yeah. That type of sickness, though, is just the worst. Like, throwing
it was
up.
The worst.
It's so horrible.
I know. Like, the whole day I was so sick, I was like, oh my God, I would do anything. I kept thinking just to have regular life back. And I woke up the next day and was like fine again. And I was like,
Like, I guess it's regular life.
I was like,
it's like when people are like, I promise God, if you let me win this track meet, I'll believe in you forever. I'll go to church every Sunday.
Oh, I've done that so many times. I can't even tell. I asked God for boobs.
You asked God for boobs?
And he delivered.
Let's get to the phone line, Sarah. before we do, if you like the show and you want to support it, then hit up the Patreon where you can get bonus episodes every single Friday where I call back people from the show. I switch up the formats. I do all sorts of wacky, funny little stuff. And it's a joyful time. There's like 70 bonus episodes on there that are just ready to go, ready to crank through, really. And also, there is a live show on March 2nd, but it is already sold out. So giant thank you to everybody who's coming to the live show.
I don't even have a ticket.
I know. You don't even have a ticket. Sarah's not going. No, I'll get you a comp, baby. Hey, please. Come on. Look, I'll get you a comp. Hey, baby. I'll get you a comp. But basically, yeah, the show's already sold out, which is crazy. And I'm very, like,
very exciting.
Thankful and grateful. I can't believe it sold out so fast. But if you're coming to the show, you can email a very special email address.
PerfectPersonLive@gmail.com.
In order to have your problem submitted to the live show. So that way, when you come to the live show, you can have your problem selected. And I'm going to be calling up people onto stage in front of everybody
to give them
live advice with my special guests.
So they get to sit up there?
They get to sit up there on stage with me.
Ooh.
And I do what I do on the show, but it won't be over the phone. It'll be IRL. And I'll have some special guests from the show joining me. Then afterwards, I have like exclusive merch that's going to be there that I'm going to be selling. So yeah, if you bought a ticket to the show, email this email address if you've got a problem and you need it to be solved in a grand arena. Head up the show. And I'll definitely be doing more shows this year because I can't believe this sold out. But before all that, we've got to help people.
Okay, I'm ready.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, Miles and crew, I need your help. I have a huge crush on my dentist, and he's already seen all my cavities, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, if you know what I mean. But I want to give him my number, but there's just one little issue, so I need your help. Call me back. Bye.
Not really a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He has seen all of your cavities.
I was thinking cavities like...
Oh, no, I understand the double entendre, Sarah. I'm not dumb. You're like, oh, poor Miles.
I was like, there's holes?
You just don't understand this. This reminds me of my debate that we had last night, which I still don't know where we ended up on. Do you want to discuss it here?
I can't even.
Okay, maybe we're just two idiots. I don't know.
No, we're going to expose how stupid I am or you are.
I think both.
I'm always trying. Miles got icked by me, I guess, or irked by me because
my wife gave me the ick. No.
Sometimes, okay, sorry, I might get heat for this. Whatever. I grew up, you save a flush.
Also, how I grew up, by the way.
It's how I grew up.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah. So I forget to flush the toilet a lot in the house. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Miles said, last night was like, hey, that's kind of gross. Can you flush the toilet? And I was like, I'm saving water.
Okay, excuse me. Impression of me is brutal. Hey, what's up?
I don't know. Yeah,
I said,
sorry.
Let's flush the toilet. You know, let's
do it. You said, hey, but you did that in the voice. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, let's flush the toilet. I was like, I'm saving water.
Right. You said, I'm saving water.
I'm saving the world. I'm saving water. I'm saving the world.
No, you said, I'm saving water. It's bad for the environment to flush.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think that that's true. It's not bad for the environment to flush. And I'm curious what the people in the comments say, because I don't know that I'm right.
But we should look this up. I don't think we should do this because we're going to look so stupid.
We are so stupid.
But saving water. Water is important.
You know.
Shut up. Shut up. Water is important. No, water is the most important, I would say. The most important in the world.
I was giving a TED talk.
Okay.
Water is the most important thing in the
no,
world.
No, what do we need? Water. What?
Okay, yes.
What are we made up of? Water. Okay, what do I know? You're supposed to not waste water.
Yeah.
You don't waste water.
Right.
For the sake of the environment.
No, it's not really.
But Miles then pushed me further and said, why? And then he explained the whole sewage system. And then, the way, I didn't know where poop went.
I don't really know either. I think I took a class on it.
Because you took a class on poop?
No, I think that somebody, I just know that the term sewage treatment plant,
yeah.
I know that exists.
Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds right. But can you imagine the amount of shit we have every day in the world?
That's why there's people that are at the sewage treatment plant dealing with it. So basically the crux of the argument was...
that's why water's important.
No, the crux of the argument was, is flushing the toilet bad for the environment?
And Miles is just like, no, you just save water, but we have water.
No, but my point was, it's bad for human beings to waste water.
Yeah, but that's...
And it's, I guess, bad for the water bill. Like, so it was
no,
like...
No, I think it's bad for the environment.
Why? My question was...
Look, I don't
why?
Know.
Why? Why would it be bad for the environment?
Don't use that Socratic method with me. don't ask me more whys. Why?
In my mind,
just know that it's bad, okay?
In my mind, you're flushing the water. It's going
out. Wasting water.
And the first thing I asked you was, where do you think the water's going? And you said, out to sea.
Well, I was wrong. I forgot. People don't need to know this about us, but I just thought water is bad to waste water.
It is bad to waste water, but not for the environment. It's my, I don't know if I'm right, but my opinion,
but the environment is helping us. You're saying it's just for us, but the environment is for us.
I was saying, like, we need, human beings need clean water because we can't drink river water. Because
no
it's
one
like,
wants to listen to this.
Right? This is my thinking. We're going to be done in 30 seconds. But the idea being that, like, okay, we're wasting water, but it's eventually going to, the water's going to go back into the water ecosystem. You're never running out of water. It's either being created into steam, going into clouds, whatever.
You lost me at water.
We got to move on.
We are such dum-dums. But
comment below and tweet at me, whatever. Is flushing the toilet bad for the environment? Or is it just bad for people to waste water because water is like a finite resource?
You mentioned we're in a drought. If
we're in a drought in like California, like California's in a drought. So it's like bad for people, but it's not bad for the environment because like drought is, I don't know. Let's call this person.
Yes.
No fucking way.
Hello. You called Perfect Person. I'm here to call you back. I'm here with my lovely wife, Sarah.
Sarah, hi.
Hi.
Hi. We need to teach you how to bang your dentist. But first, we're going to need a couple more details about your dentist and your specific situation. We're going to need a fake name as well. Sarah, can you give me a fake name?
Ooh, Tundra.
Tundra. Tundra. Oh, on the old tundra.
Changed my name today.
Tundra, could you please let us know what's going on?
So I am going to a dental school in my city. Ooh. And so I'm being seen by dental students.
Wait, so you're going to dental school?
No, so I'm going to a dental school as a patient, sorry.
Honestly, you're talking to... two people with all of their family members get their dental work at dental school.
Oh, my dad was like, it's way cheaper if you go to the school. Yeah, sure, they're experimenting on me. Like, weird students are running dental experiments. Okay, so you're going to the dental school to get a procedure done because it's cheaper, obviously.
Yes. Multiple root canals.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's terrible.
Very, very excited for that.
Yeah, I get why you're doing it at the school.
The only thing that makes it exciting is my crush on my dentist.
Okay,
so he's super cute.
So he's cute. Yeah, like tell us about your experience with him and why you have a crush on him.
He's just super cute, really easy to talk to. He's really, you know, gentle and stuff like that. I'm nervous as fuck going to the dentist. So like, you know, having someone be gentle and stuff like that, like he's just really sweet and very attractive. And I haven't done much dating in the last 5 years, so I'm a little rusty, but, you know, he's checking all the boxes.
It's so intimate to open your mouth.
Yeah. Even him just being like, open your mouth is so kind of like,
ooh,
hot.
Yeah.
The innuendos never end. I just sit there thinking about like, oh, you've seen all my cavities. What? Like,
yeah, your fingers have already been in my mouth, so we can just go out to dinner.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, yeah. Why don't you just, after the root canal, they do this triple root canal. You stand up and just say, hey, you want to get out of here?
Yeah. No, it'd actually be like this. Hey, look.
Yeah, what a nightmare. Okay.
Okay. Wait, no. So he's really cute.
Yeah.
He's probably like, he's a student, maybe like in your age group. Right? Or
yes, I'm hoping so. I'm 30, and my best guess is that I'm hoping he's at least 25.
Hey, I was 30 and Miles was 24.
That's right. Yeah, when Sarah was 30, I was 24. And we found love in a hopeless place. It was Silver Lake.
Okay, so he's super cute. I think you have to do it after everything's done. You'll have a checkup. Right after all the root canals.
Ooh. Yeah.
The big issue is that, so I need multiple things done, and because it's a school, it's kind of pay as you go.
Yeah.
And so I have enough money for my next coming root canal, and then after that, I'm kind of like, I'm going to be saving up until I can go back to the dentist. And so it's like, I wanted to wait till the very end to give it to him, but at the same time, I don't know if it's going to be months or however long it'll be between now and the next time I get to go in to get more dental work done.
Is there, first of all, are you in pain? Are you in pain?
Yes.
I would recommend, I don't know what your financial situation is, but I would recommend getting your root canals done so you don't have complications or are in pain. And then, I don't know, do they have a payment plan? I don't know how I don't know how it works outside of like a dental office at a school.
Yeah, I don't know. They only have told me that it's pay as you go. So my goal is to be saving up as soon as I can to get all these done. I just don't know.
Tax refund
wasn't that great this year.
Totally.
In a practical sense, you know, this isn't like fun or anything, but I do think call them and explain your situation and ask for a payment plan, and because they usually could do it, because that is like, I've been through the tooth pain, and like honestly, when I was in college.
Yeah, do you, Sarah, you actually have a crazy story.
I do.
Have you shared this on the show before? No.
I don't think so. But I had terrible tooth pain. I had to get a tooth pulled because I was like, didn't want to pay for the root canal. And I was like, what? What's wrong? I'll just pull it. I was like, I'll just pull this stupid tooth.
There.
Yeah, I was like, it's in the back. No one sees it. And then I found out like nature doesn't like space. So you can't do that. But I was waiting tables for this dentist and he had a little bit of a crush on me.
Yeah.
Or a big crush on me.
Big.
And I did get a lot of dental care paid for.
You went for years. You went to the dentist for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably creepy now I think about it.
Absolutely creepy.
He also like, he was trying to put like a mold for my mouth.
You started to put a tracker device in your tooth.
A mold. What are those things called? So you don't like grind your teeth. But he's like, I just can't get it right.
A grind guard.
He's like, I can't. So I had to keep going back, and I was like, Jesus Christ. So he's like, he was just trying to see me. But,
oh my God.
He wrote me poetry.
But do you have some of the poetry?
No, it was like in text messages. I was mortified.
That's
you know, I was
so
like 23
funny.
And like this.
But
is...
you had like teeth procedures done for this person.
Oh yeah, so
absolutely.
I had like a root canal. I had like cross roots, but yeah, it started the first one. I was just like, pull that fucker, like because I didn't have the money. And
get this shit out of here.
Yeah, I was like, get it out. I can't pay for it. Get it out of there. And look, I'm notoriously bad at brushing my teeth. Okay. I'm disgusting. I think it's like a pain in the ass, but it's also mostly genetics, by the way. It's mostly genetics if you have bad teeth or good teeth.
That is what happened when I went and, cause I had never had a cavity. Let's just be honest about tooth pain. Let's just fucking let it out there.
Yeah. Let's be real. I forget to brush my teeth a lot. Okay.
I had never had a cavity in my entire life. And I, when I was 25 and we were dating, I went to the dentist and I was like, all right, I finally like have a job, because I didn't have a fucking job that had healthcare or anything like that. And I hadn't been to the dentist in probably like 3 years. And I go and they were like, okay, so you have 9 cavities. And it was like I had gone from 0 to 9 cavities. And I was like, oh, my fucking God, this is like I tested it. I was like, oh, it's whatever. And I was like, what could I have done? Like, because then I at first it was 5. And then I was like brushing my teeth, whatever. And then like 3 months later, they're like, you have another 3. And I was like, is there anything I could have done? And they're like, no, to be honest, the dentist was like, look, to be totally honest, some people could not brush their teeth ever and never have a cavity.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was hoping for, too. But like now I've got the Philips Sonicare and it's so powerful. It's like vibrating my teeth off of my face every night when I brush my teeth. And I honestly love that. But anyway, the point is, if you could get this guy to fall in love with you soon, maybe it's all free.
Well, he's a student, so it's going to be hard, but maybe he could do it at home.
Yeah, maybe he could do it at his house.
That would be so scary.
Just bring a tool with you.
Yeah. Wait, can I ask, are you wearing like, I think it'd be so funny to dress up to the dentist. Are you like getting cute to go to the dentist?
I've started a little bit.
Yeah.
Just trying not to be too forward about it, yeah. But you know, a little extra perfume here or there.
Your friend is like, where are you going? You're like, the dentist.
The dentist. You're wearing a ball gown and your hair all done.
Oh, okay. So this is hard because like I still think you have to do it when it's all done. Yeah, because he might be like, I don't know. I don't know if he can date you while he's servicing you.
I cannot operate on this woman she is my girlfriend.
I know. That's why I think the payment plan is key.
I think that, and also the payment plan I think is key because look, it's medical stuff. I mean, this is unfortunate, but it's like, if you can get a payment plan going, then you're going to be done with the thing and you can pay it off in small increments. I remember having to do this with, like I had all this dental care done then and I was only able to pay like a bunch of it up front and then I paid a little bit off because I was just like, I don't want to have cavities because you're going to turn into fucking root canals. And also with root canals, you know, I had one done. You've had a couple done. If you leave them, sometimes they can get infected and stuff and cause more problems. So you do want to get taken care of. Not that I'm a doctor, even though I'm better than a doctor. But you probably want to get your root canals taken care of sooner rather than later so they don't lead to worse stuff.
But I do think you should, oh God, really hard to ask questions when your mouth is open the whole time.
I know.
It's like,
where are you from?
How'd you get into teeth? He must like teeth.
This guy loves teeth. He's basically all he thinks about.
It's great. He's a dental student. That's a good job. You have good hours. I think they make a lot of money, right?
They do. I think dressing hot like is probably a good option because you can't really do too much with your mouth except for have it open while he's working on your teeth.
Yeah, and that's a great look, honestly.
Lipstick is probably a no because it will get smeared. And
wow, Miles always has good makeup advice.
I've always got exactly. Unless you get the mascara that doesn't even smear and you put it on your lips as a lip liner. No, I don't know. But what you're going to want to do, I think also is the before operation. That's got to be chit chat central.
Ooh.
Where are you from? How are you doing? Oh my gosh. Like, did you see this movie? Like just start asking his opinion on stuff. And because then he's going to take care of you. He's going to be zaddy for you.
And I ask a lot of questions every part of my life, but
you're a lifelong learner.
I'm a lifelong learner. Cause I space out when people give me instructions. So my conversations tend to be like extra 45 minutes than anyone wants. Especially when dentists or doctors are giving me care and I'm like, I didn't listen to any word you just said. So
like,
And then so it ends and you're like, so you can really elongate it. I feel like being like, I'm, you know, good at elongating things, but you just be like,
can you show me how to floss again?
Yeah. You know,
good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Being like, by the way, I know I'm in here for like a root canal or whatever, but I've always wondered if I was flossing right.
Oh, that's good, Sarah.
Do you think you could show me? It's so confusing. It's so weird. Do you know who invented floss?
Do you know who invented floss? Have you ever vacationed in Rome? I'm always worried I'm not brushing. Is it, you're supposed to brush from right to left? I always get confused. Anyway, have you ever been to Fiji?
You guys, I
you do this, by the way.
No, I do this, but I had gingivitis, whatever. I suck at brushing my teeth, okay? And so one dentist once was
That's my wife, baby.
One dentist was like, let me show you how to brush your teeth. I was like 29.
Okay, hot.
I was 29.
You were 20.
She was like, and round. And I was like, oh God, this is bad.
29. In the next room over, they're doing it for like a 4-year-old. Let me show you how to brush your
teeth.
But
you could be like, you know, I've always wondered if I was doing this right.
Can you show me how to brush? Is actually kind of a hot pickup line. Can you show me how to brush?
Right.
You're sort of like, you like move your bangs out of your face. You're like, can you show me how to brush?
And it's like that, those scenes where they're doing the pottery on the wheel, but except it's just ooh, around my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you're so
like,
funny.
You're like, you sit in the chair. Let me do it on you.
Yeah, both of your hands. Both of your hands. You're holding it. He holds your hand brushing your teeth.
Yeah, let me show. Ooh, left to the left.
Left to right.
Ooh.
Oh, so much black.
Dental hygiene is so sexy. Do you recommend brushing your tongue? I'm curious. I can't do it. It makes me gag.
It makes you gag? Yeah. I brush my tongue.
You got that tongue thing.
The tongue scraper.
It makes me gag.
You could also be like, hey, look, is the tongue scraper really legit?
You could be like, ugh, people say they can't brush their teeth because they can't gag, but I don't have a gag.
Yeah, you could say. Yeah.
I have no issues whatsoever.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I was like 17.
Yeah, that's like a 17-year-old pickup line. I actually don't have a gag reflex.
That's so embarrassing. I'm sorry, I even suggested like that. What please you forget think is, I just did that.
That's like what you think is hot and cool when you've never dated anybody.
Yeah,
you're like 16. But I also think, you want to lay it on thick over these appointments. And so that way at the end, you can be like, look, I've just had so much fun with you for the last couple appointments. I was wondering if you would want to get a coffee or I guess that stains our teeth. How about tea? Anyway, that's got to be our advice. How is that sitting with you?
That sounds good to me. We'll just try and be not so impatient and wait till the end, but I'll try and lay it on thick in the meantime.
Yeah, and also you could even like be like, oh, make excuses for more appointments if they don't cost too much money.
Oh, I chipped my tooth on a big corn, on a big piece of corn.
Just keep going.
Just sort of falling into things.
You know, you could be like, oh, I think I need to get molded. Like I was saying, for a guard, that takes a while.
Yeah.
You know, that's maybe a little expensive, but you know, little things, I think just like trying to get to know him more and more and more and, you know, look you, well, you go. And then because he can't ask you out because that would be.
Yeah, he can't ask you out, but you have every right to ask your doctor out, your dentist. He's already seen inside of your mouth. And you know what? I bet he likes what he sees.
And maybe at the end, you could be like, you know, I've decided to go to another dentist or another dental school.
I've decided to go to another dentist, but maybe I could just get your number.
I've loved coming to the dentist so much.
You know, it's kind of a funny line. Can I get your number just in case I need any more dental work done?
Ooh. Could he be confused?
He's like, yeah, absolutely. In fact, let me give you my colleague's number. He's a much better dentist.
Another appointment?
Yeah. Yeah. You can schedule with the front desk, like, actually.
No.
We could hang
dental.
Out.
Dental. Yeah, you're going to be great.
This is going to be fantastic for you, Tundra. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks and congrats to you guys on baby.
Oh, no,
thank you
so
very much.
All right, I want to hear how it goes. I think you should ask him out.
I know. Ask him out and then give me a call back.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Tundra. That was adorable. Man, people are really finding love in all types of places these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I once had a connection with a podiatrist.
You should call him.
No,
he was okay. Look, I could podiatrist obviously into feet. No,
I think that would be a conflict.
Sarah just did a 1,000-yard stare.
I think that would be a conflict of interest. I think that would be too much for them.
They're sort of bringing work at foot to home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's mixing work and pleasure.
Yeah, I have a bunion and stuff. I don't think anyone into feet would be into my feet.
Oh, to be
and
clear,
hammer toes.
A bunion.
And Amber Toast, just to be clear.
You're turning him on.
Yeah. Ooh.
I have a bunion and Amber Toast. A bunion is just sort of like a big thing on your foot, right?
It's like a bone that like a sticks bone out. Yeah. It's kind of like by your toe. It's that's my old wife. Ladies have them.
That's
kind
my
of.
Wife.
Yeah.
That's my
me.
Wife. That's awesome.
But I felt a connection. I felt a connection, but then I could feel, but then I was, no. No
with
thanks.
The podiatrist?
Yeah. And then I was over it.
Yeah. Was he sort of, he was massage your feet and go, so beautiful, Sarah.
No, he was like, you need surgery. And I was
you're
like,
gonna need surgery. You're like, oh my God, he loves me.
And then, no, I decided not to do surgery. And that was a good idea. So honestly, I was pissed at his advice.
Yeah, he gave bad advice. And he's a bad guy, okay? He's not the one that got away.
Definitely not the one that got away. The podiatrist that got away. Well, sounds like a Goosebumps book.
It does sound a lot like a haunted. The podiatrist that wouldn't go. Well, Sarah, let's take another call.
This is so embarrassing, but a couple nights ago, I accidentally, very drunkenly, kissed my roommate / best friend. And she admitted to having a crush on me, so I don't know what to do. Thank you, Miles. Please call back.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Kissed my roommate / best friend.
I mean, my mom dated her roommate in college for over a decade.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah. I feel like that's honestly how a lot of people find love. Although it sounds like she was like, I kissed her, but then the roommate admitted to being in love. So it's like she may not feel the same way and she doesn't want to make it weird.
Ugh, let's find out.
By the way, I'm getting so many calls from people who are like, I'm in love with my best friend. Constant call I get. All the time people are calling in about this.
Well, it makes sense. You get along.
Makes total sense. You get along.
You're my best friend.
Exactly. You're my best friend. But it's like, it does make sense.
Well, I also have another best friend.
You do. Kendall. Well, it's sort of like, I'm the sort of like, okay, faction, like informationally wise, he's my best friend because we spent time together, we're married. But then like, okay, you know, the real one is Kendall.
But there's that TikTok couple. They were best friends and they got married. She was her bridesmaids. They're Australian. Everyone's going to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, she was her bridesmaid and then they like called it off and now they're like married and having a baby.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, these two Australian women.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give this person a call back and find out what the tea is, Sarah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh my God.
Hello. Thanks for calling for every person where your problem is only a call away and we're about to actually solve it. And I'm here with my wife, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God. This is insane.
How are you?
I just like sprinted out of class.
Oh my gosh, you're in class? Oh, okay. What class are you skipping to be on the phone with us today?
I'm a jazz musician, so I'm in one of my rehearsals and I just skipped out real quick.
Oh, is it
like
so cool.
Is it like Whiplash though? Is the guy going to throw a chair?
Yeah, jazz band conductors.
No. I know. He's going to be fine.
What instrument do you play?
A saxophone.
Whoa, that's cool.
The sax. Loving
oh,
a sax.
Yeah. Yeah, it just means I play like Careless Whisper all day.
Exactly. That's perfect.
That's really cool.
Sarah, can we have a fake name for this person before they tell us what is going on with their best friend / roommate?
Cockatiel.
Okay, Kaka. We're going to need to know what is going on. Cockatiel, what is going on with your roommate?
So me and my roommate, we've been friends, like best friends for like 2 years. And like, I don't know, we started up this past semester. We live in this like the same room. We started up this semester and there was like some like awkward tension. As in, like, there's something here, but, like, neither of us wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then,
And then this past weekend, we were at, you know, one of our mutual friends, and like, we're there, we're celebrating. I had like so many hard lemonades, and she had so many hard, you know, casual progression of the evening.
Yeah.
And then we got back to our apartment, and we live with another person. So like, she went to sleep, and then Miles, I kid you not, we made out like then and there.
Whoa!
Like, no words. No, I know. And so I woke up like the next day, and I put a notes app in my phone that was like, "Hey, just so you know, you drunkenly made out with your roommate."
You live in the same room. Like, do you have like beds next to each other?
Yes, beds next to each other.
Wait, and so we were making out. Do you remember how it ended that night?
There was like a pause, and we were like, we both just have to like, I think I said, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm like, I left. I stepped out.
You had to cool off.
Well, you had to cool off. You were like, this is heating up too quickly.
And then you guys just were like, went to sleep?
Right. Yeah, we just went to sleep. And the next day,
oh my gosh,
like, I got up and I checked, like, it was like my notes app was open. And so I woke up and I checked my notes app and saw that. And I was like, oh my God, does she remember what's going on? And like, she came out a couple hours later, like out into the living room. And she was like, hey, do you want to talk about yesterday? Where she said that she's had a crush on me for like a whole year.
I mean, you felt the tension.
You felt the tension, though. I mean, how do you feel about the situation?
I feel like I have whiplash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, last weekend we were besties, and this weekend it's like so confusing.
Yeah.
Because it's hard because you're like, oh no, we're roommates. So like, if we continue, it's so tricky.
Yeah, that's tough. So, and to clarify, so you two live with another third person that has their own room, and then you two are in one room together.
Yes. But okay. Here's where it gets complicated. We work together.
Oh.
We've done everything together, right? Yeah. We have the same friend group. We work together. So like if...
Sarah's having a chocolate, by the way.
Sarah just pulled out a chocolate and said,
I'm having a chocolate. She was like a cigarette for her. Continue your story.
Here, go on.
Well, like, you know, we work together. We live together. We have the exact same friend group. We both play music. Like, she's a jazz drummer.
She's a drummer?
I mean, that's cool.
I've always had a thing for drummers.
Wait, she's in the class you have? Do you wish I drummed?
Yeah.
never mind. Keep going.
Okay. My wife wishes I drummed. I do. So got it. So you're in the, she's in the class that you just walked out of. Ooh.
Yes.
I actually feel like this is pretty common in queer relationships where it's high risk, high reward because like communities are a little bit smaller. Like you maybe started as friends, then you start dating. I know other like, you know, women who have been in this situation like this.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So my mom and my godmother were together for 13 years. Mm-hmm. They were college freshman roommates.
Yeah.
And they were together 13 years. But then the community was, it was like, everyone just dated everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and then you became friends. So I think the question is, if you were to continue and to like continue hooking up, could you go back to being friends?
After something
it's
like that happened.
It's hard when you live together.
It's a high risk situation. Now, what you stand to gain would be like how fun it's your best friend and you can get sort of like romantic fulfillment from them. And, you know, they get to be your partner and you get to do all this stuff together. Like,
I mean, it sounds fun.
It sounds really fun. The downside is that if this is to not go well, you live with them, you have all your classes with them and it's like bad. Now I have,
I'm a risk taker. I
have on this show before. I often tell people to fucking jump into the sun. Just do it.
Yeah.
Because you're probably, well, let's be honest here. I mean, from what I'm hearing, you're probably going to go for it nonetheless. But like, how are you feeling about going into it?
Here's the thing. I don't know if I want to go for it.
I
think she's really cute. I think I might. I don't know. Like, listen, a homie has a hard time differentiating romantic and just like really strong platonic feelings.
Yeah.
One. I get it.
And then two, like, I don't know. Like, it's maybe it's too connected. Like, it's too big of a risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if things go wrong, then like everything goes, it's so awkward. And like, I'm so close with her. I don't know if that's something I'm like willing to risk, you know?
I think you just tell her that, being like, I think it's too big to risk because I value you so much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and like, and then also maybe just underneath it, have fun with the tension. But,
yeah, cause the tension of that could be, cause I remember actually I had like a close friend in college and we would hang out all the time. And then me and her like made out once and it was like, oh,
who is she?
Who is she? Who's this woman?
I don't know.
She was a jazz drummer. No. but it does sort of like, once you take the sticker out of the packet, it's sort of like, okay, this has happened. You can still be friends. You can still, you know, continue that. But the existence that this has happened will probably shift the dynamic slightly, at least for a little bit. Now, you could be like, hey, look, that was really fun. Whatever. I'd love for us to just keep being friends. If the tension lingers and persists, there's probably a likelihood that you might have this as an availability to you down the road. So the upside is that saying like, I really care about you, but I just want us to be close. I just don't know about that way right now. The upside is if that works, then you probably get to like revisit down the road. I doubt maybe your friend is going to be like, I can't be friends with you. We just have to stop hanging out. But I kind of doubt that that's going to happen. I don't know why I feel that though.
Yeah.
Well, and she's been so sweet to me the whole time. Yeah. Like, she's like, I don't say this to like pressure you, but like, here's how I feel. And like, whatever you want to come out of this, like, I'm cool with, because she's so sweet. So I don't know. Like, I think the ball's in my court. I don't know what it is.
I mean, I think you're in a good spot, because what I'm hearing is that you're not sure. Right. And so, but you are like liking how it exists now. I think you maybe be like, I, you know, like, her feelings aren't going to get hurt because she knows that like you value as a friend, and no matter what, like, kissing and stuff like that, like, mixes things up. Like, it just
mixes it up.
You know what I mean? It just like changes it. If you know, like, I don't, you know what I mean? So I think she would totally understand if you're like, I value this too much. Like, I'm sure she would be like totally respectful of that and then see how it feels. But like, yeah, I know you don't want to like hurt her feelings or anything. And then also, I miss sicko, and I'm like, I like that underlying tension.
I know the tension is fun to me. But also, I have a question for you. If you knew, let's say today, she was like, hey, just so you know, like, I know we made out, but I actually am, I actually have like a girlfriend.
I was going to ask the same question.
How would you feel about that?
Yeah. She was like, God, I was going to ask the same question.
I'm heartbroken.
You feel heartbroken?
I would never recover.
I mean, okay, I don't know. You got to look into that.
Because if that's how you're feeling, then that is what you are signing up for. Is that if you tell this person, hey, I just want to be friends, whatever, then
it's so tricky.
She's probably going to, she's going to be totally in her own free will, able to date other people, able to pursue love outside of your relationship. So, if you're interested in capturing this lightning in a bottle, then I think you got to go for it. Now,
but it's scary.
It is scary because I also think that like, it is scary. I do know
four chocolates.
Sarah said four chocolates during the story because it was so stressful. But I don't know. I think you could also, if you guys are like actually best friends, what you have to say is not offensive to this person. You might be able to have a candid conversation with this person and just be like, look, like, here's how I'm feeling. I really care about you. I had, you know, knowing that this happened the other night, like, that was really fun and unexpected. I don't ever want to hurt you, but also I'm scared that this would damage our friendship. How do you feel about that? Because like, this is probably the way that you, if, especially if this is a close friend of yours that you can be open with, it's not like a stranger that you hooked up with that you have to sort of like guard yourself more around. You can probably have a candid conversation with your best friend.
Or you could do what I would have done in my early 20s, which is just ignored it entirely, pretend it didn't happen, and then felt deeply uncomfortable forever.
Oh, that sounds like a good option too. You should try that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
I'll just
do
bottle
that.
It up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just bottle it up,
baby.
No, always, I think, just express and be open is all you can do. And like, but it's hard because you're like, oh, what do I do? The brain or the heart? The brain or the heart?
The brain or the heart. So Cockatiel, yeah, how do you feel? Like, I kind of feel like you should have a candid conversation with this person. And then my opinion is kind of like jump into the fire. Because at the very least, at the end of all of it, if you guys date and you have a crazy 3 months, 6 months, year, whatever it is, forever, it could be forever. Then just at the end of that, you will have experienced and you will have loved and you will have lost, but it will be important to you.
Oh, I just had a thought.
What's up?
You could also be so candid with them being like, hey, if we like tried this out, do you think we could go back to being friends?
If it doesn't work out, if we are, that's a good point.
Right.
You know, which probably the answer is like, that's hard.
Probably the answer is like, my recommendation, my doctor's recommendation for after people date and they break up and they want to be friends is like, give it 3 months typically. And it has happened. I think that we know people that dated and then are friends, and I think it happens, but it's just rare and it requires a lot of tact.
But man, will it be a good story in 10 years?
Yeah, it's a good story.
No, this is really exciting. Oh, God, now I want to know what happens.
Okay, well, no, we got to let her live her life, Sarah. We have to set the callers free. Once we give out our advice, we set them free out into the world. But Cockatiel, how are you feeling before we let you go?
I feel kind of crazy right now. This is so stupid, but like so many times I've been like, I would like to date someone, you know, kind of like her in the way that she like treats me so well, in a, you know, platonic sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, right. So I don't know. Maybe it's Valentine's Day. Right?
It's Valentine's Day!
Truly opening up this conversation today is like the best of days, right?
Why not? You guys are jazz artists.
Artists, you know?
You know, improvise.
Improvise, baby.
Okay.
So,
just play together. See where it takes you. I think that's a great, it's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air.
Yeah.
And life is short. And what the hell?
Yeah, no, I think that's the right attitude to go into it, Cockatiel. And I absolutely wish you the best. Now get back to class.
And call with an update.
Okay, thank you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Oh,
wow.
God, that is so stressful.
So cute, though.
It's so cute. But to like...
I don't know. I can't think of the down... If the downside, the worst thing that could happen is like heartbreak. Which is something that will happen to probably everybody.
Yeah.
It's just a common human experience.
Yeah.
Heartbreak is like inevitable. Whether it's heartbreak through a romantic relationship or it's heartbreak of like a job you lost or whatever.
Yeah.
That feeling is inevitable. Everyone will feel that. Now you can like, you don't want to date someone that's obviously like, I don't give a shit about you, but like we could be together, you know, but this person clearly cares. And I think that the only downside is just that you will have lived and had this experience and maybe realized you're incompatible or whatever. But I just think it's worth it to do something.
You're the best friend talking someone into something.
No, I'm like, guys, let's rob the bank. Come on. We just have to do something.
We just have to live. Life is short.
What? The best thing that happens is we get cash. The worst thing is what?
Gamble it.
25 to life? No problem. Okay?
I'm going to quote the famous movie Ever After. So Drew Barrymore, she's basically Cinderella, okay?
Yeah.
And so she's coming to see the prince at night, and oh my God, they have an intellectual connection. It's amazing, right? And she's coming, and she has the most amazing wings. Leonardo da Vinci makes her wings, okay, for this night. And so she's entering the ball, and she looks perfect, and she says to herself, just breathe. And I say that to myself sometimes when I'm about to go to like a party or something that I think is amazing and I'm nervous. But they're having this conversation about like love and stuff like that. And I think Leonardo da Vinci's character, he goes, I could be wrong, but he goes,
Da Vinci?
Better. Yeah, Da Vinci. Okay. You know the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah. He's in Ever After, okay? He's in Ever After, okay? And Drew Barrymore and him have a connection.
Okay. Got it.
And I think he says, or unless it's the prince, but it's better to have loved than to have never loved at all.
It's better to have loved and lost.
Loved and lost, yeah.
And then never to have loved at all. I totally agree. I think that's correct.
So it's like being like vulnerable. It's like take the risk, you know? And this could be bad advice, but sometimes I think that when I'm like, you know what? What the hell?
Well, no, I totally agree.
That's how we moved in together pretty fast because I just knew.
Well, I just was like,
and everyone else was like, that's really crazy. And I was like, whatever, I love him. I know he's the one.
Well, if you ever turn into a vampire and like kill a whole village of people, it will have been worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be like, we had a great
relationship. And you better be with me forever because I'm a vampire, so I live forever. Yeah. In this situation, do I look young forever?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, great.
Yeah. In this fantasy. Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, that brings us to the last segment of our show. That brings us to our final segment, Sarah, a segment we like to call Get Real, where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves. Mm-hmm. So how are you?
I'm good. It's Valentine's Day.
I know.
It's
Valentine's
Day. It's my favorite
holiday. We've been talking about this a lot recently, just how I feel so lucky. And this is like, obviously, brag alert, but I just feel really lucky. And I want to say it all the time just so I want, because I want people to be aware that I feel that way. That I don't think that, like, I don't know. I don't take any of this for granted.
And it's so easy to. And like, by the way, I'm not like someone that's like, I do my gratitude journal every morning. I'm
grateful for the wind.
I'm constantly like, ah, what the fuck?
No, sure.
Like,
sure.
This isn't working out. But I love that about you. And you remind me to do that all the time. But I'm really lucky too. And we had a hard year. Like, the baby and everything. It was hard for me. And it was hard for us. And like, we had our moments.
Of course, we had
some rough moments.
Oh, you know? We absolutely argue. We absolutely had like really hard evenings with the baby or whatever. Well, we were actually talking about this recently because it was just the idea of like, where you hear parents complain. I think you hear that a lot from various parents. And before you're a parent, I could see someone being like, oh, you see people complain about being parents.
Yeah, like, you're like, seems like they don't even like it.
Seems like they didn't even like it. But it's funny because it's like the idea of having a little guy like we do, who's so sweet and wonderful, there's inherent sacrifice. You have to sacrifice, and the sacrifice is like worth it. Like when you sacrifice, you know, a virgin to the gods and you have good crops, worth it. When you sacrifice... When you sacrifice
a virgin?
Yeah. Well, you know how they did it.
Yeah, like, a virgin goat.
A virgin goat.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Why didn't they just have the goats be virgins?
Really good loophole, by the way.
Yeah.
We realize actually.
Mostly hatred of women, but why couldn't they just be like, I know my 16-year-old's a virgin, but so is this goat.
Yeah, let's just kill the animal. Yeah, we're going to eat it anyway. Yeah. But the idea of being
an animal being a virgin is funny.
I'm actually a virgin.
Our dog's a virgin.
Our dog is a virgin.
Not to brag.
He's a virgin. It's true. But the idea is that you sacrifice because it is worth it. You sacrifice the, like, you know, you get extremely tired. Your schedule becomes more hectic. There's financial implications, whatever. But it is so worth it to have this, like, beautiful little guy who's saying car and he's saying ball and he's looking at stuff and he's pointing and he's learning and, like, learning how to walk. Like, it's so crazy worth it.
And Yeah.
But it is hard, but you do have the sacrifice element. But that's why, like, to me, you hear people complain about it, not because it's so not worth it, but because it is worth it. Like, we love him, and so therefore we have to sacrifice. Therefore, and also it's like, it feels good to hear other people have similar experiences and to, like, joke about it in that
And
way.
I complain a lot, too.
Oh, my God.
Because that's who I am. But also, I feel like women are just always like, it's wonderful, it's wonderful.
No,
I'm like,
right.
Let me give you the real deal. It's fucking hard, you know?
Yeah,
like, no, I mean, I remember my mom telling me once that, like, the beautiful thing about having kids is you get to relive those, like, beginning moments again.
Oh, yeah,
and, like, you get to see the small things in life.
Yeah.
And I saw him looking underneath our bedroom door. We were in the living room, and light was coming from the bedroom out, and he was like, what the hell is this? It was just light. And he was, like, mesmerized by this light, and it keeps you in this moment. And I'm constantly, like, in the future, regret or past, or like, what did I do wrong? You know, and it was like, okay, this is like this grounding presence, and, you know, and like, that's what I feel like we are in right now.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm like, whoa, this, I feel like it's like us against the world, you know, like, you know, like we got each other. And it is so hard. And I was listening to that Radiolab I told you about, like how like the universe is gonna whatever die eventually in like a billions of years, and I was like, this is a bummer. But it was like dark for a moment.
Isn't that a bummer?
But yeah, I was like, I couldn't. It was like a belly button feeling when like I call it when like something's like
too big.
Yeah, right. Where you're like, what happens after you die, or you know. But I was thinking, but they were saying is change is alive. So when something doesn't change, that's when it's dead. So I think like change and like taking risks that are vulnerable, or like building a family, even though it's hard, or like taking a risk on like falling in love with you, you know, like all these different things, change is living.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm like trying to get. Cause I'm like someone that like, to be totally honest, like I just like, I like things to stay the same, you know, and it's hard adjusting to this new life. Like I it's hard getting up early, you know,
you
do it way more than I do. You know, it's like,
yeah,
no, I'm not a morning person.
I wake up with the baby.
I've been joining earlier.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Honestly, I feel like we've had some good morning laughs.
Yeah.
Often like the late night or the morning laughs are like the best, where it is like so hard, but you get the giggles. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. I think giggling with you, like, late at night, it has been the highlight, right? That's like all, that's really what I wanted. I mean, you want like a partner that, you know, all these different things.
But also like, we're like giggling or whatever. And he, like the little boy is like, we're tickling him or we're playing a game. We're like, we're hiding from him and he's finding us. That's crazy rewarding.
But then it's like, you know, the next day he like stepped in dog shit and it was all over me and then it was all over him and I was crying and then he like bit me and I was like, I was like, what have I done with my life? It was like, you know, but like it's change and it's bigger and it's scarier because you're oh my God, it's big responsibility. And like, that's with friendships and with love and all this. It takes like, I think there's been periods in my life where like I didn't take risks on friendships or I didn't take risks on falling in love because I was like, ugh, too scary. Like you know, but I'm like, just like dive in. It is scary.
Taking the risk is good. Like it's always good to take a
and
risk.
And sometimes it's not, but then you learn.
No, you learn all the risks I've taken that like didn't work out. It was like, well, I'm glad I did them because I was moving forward. It's the change. It's like having, and it also extends your life. Like I've obviously said this before, as I've said a million things before, but in order to extend your life, like when you, the way you experience memory, novelty is like the number one way to experience memory, which means just your life is different. Every day, if every day looked totally different, your life would feel like it was fucking thousands of years old because you're experiencing new and new and new. And like every time you get in your car and you take the same route, do you really remember every time you do that? No, you don't, because your brain kind of just cuts it out. It's like, all right, we've done this.
But it's exhausting to have it constantly new.
Yeah, it's totally exhausting.
Yeah.
Any new experience. But I really am grateful for our life together and I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thanks.
And you know, thinking back and to like getting my teeth pulled because I couldn't afford it, or you know, like all those like weird moments where I, you know, like got ghosted or I ghosted someone, or all those different things, they like culminate into like stories. And like I hear callers call in and I'm like, oh man, like I know that part of life, or like, oh, I can't wait for that part of life.
Yeah.
Or
like her excitement being like, it was so crazy.
Yeah. Like, or like, oh man. And you know what? Like the only way to like, the only way to get to learn is to go through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, constantly. So I'm like, we can give advice all you want as a perfect person, but like, you just have to go through it.
Oh, you just have to experience
it. You know, you just have to like go through it and like take a risk and see what happens, or not take it, you know? Yeah, and it's like, I guess that's like change in life and how exciting. I don't know. Like,
it's Nike.
It's Nike.
Just do it.
Yeah, this is sponsored.
We'd like to thank Nike for being a good sponsor.
But the point of it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Will you be my Valentine?
I would love. I've been dying for you to ask me. I would love to be your Valentine.
And I love you.
I love you too. All right. Well, everyone, just remember that no matter where you are or what you're doing, to follow Sarah at Pizzy Bond. And also remember that perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum podcast.